Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Friday on The Usual Suspects, and as usually is the case, now that I've figured out all my technical glitches, it is Joel, Barry, and Nick on an F Yeah Friday. Boys, how's it all going?
What's up, man?
What up, people?
Hello?
Yo, yo. Oh.
Hello, Barry. Hello, Nick.
Yeah, you gotta remember,
there's
a slight delay.
How are we doing today?
We're doing good. There's a bit of a delay.
Oh, I heard it.
Yeah,
did you? Yeah, I heard it. Because I can hear me, like I'm standing behind Nick. Nick's like, want to give me a check? And I say, check, check, check. And then all of a sudden Nick goes, you want to give me? And I hear, check, check. And I'm like, all right, there you go.
Well, you know, hey, sometimes it happens. Don't forget, you got to turn your little iBrick rig thing on and off and all that. But we're here. We're doing it. It's Friday. Boy, I'm ready to stay home for the weekend. Wait.
What are the latest coronavirus updates from you people? Nick, did you use your letter last night? Did you go out and do anything? Anybody have any adventures? Barry, grocery shopping? I don't know.
I didn't do anything. I just stayed at home and woke up and came straight here. So, did not go out.
What about late hits? Was there any repercussions?
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
They didn't take a shot back at you guys. They were professional.
Were they aware that we were disagreeing?
But did they mention
them?
I knew Patrick from what Joel told me. I knew Patrick knew for sure.
Oh, okay.
Jason Braddock didn't say anything.
You know what? I didn't wait for the show. Yeah, I didn't wait for the show, Barry. I texted him. I texted him flat out, and I go, "Do you really, in your heart of hearts, think that James Harden is better than Hakeem Olajuwon?" And his response was, basically, "Why are you just hearing this now?" And this is something I said in November, and I said, "Because I heard the promo for the first time today. So the minute I hear about it, I'll go right to the source before you hear that we talked about it to tell you, I think you're crazy." And then we went back and forth on why, and then it eventually just fizzled out. So
you were getting out in front of it. You were doing spin control. You were doing, right?
Not even spin control. I wasn't hiding from it. I was like, I think you're pretty much ridiculous for saying this. Like, I understand at the end of Harden's career, if he's won titles and gotten a whole bunch of accomplishments, it could change. But I just basically was like, I'm not going to wait to see if they heard the show. I'm going to go right to him.
There you go. I didn't do much of anything after the show yesterday. I was supposed to get out and do the yard. I did somebody's podcast that had asked me to do it. So I did that for about an hour and then decided to go play video games until I went to sleep at like 2 in the morning. So, you know, pretty good day. Pretty.
Oh, where are you on that? Did you?
I haven't watched.
Just start from season 3. Just start from season 3. Seriously, you don't need to watch season 1 and 2.
I just stopped. I mean, I honestly haven't watched much TV at all, if I'm being completely honest. I have watched Tiger King, which we need to check in with Joel in just a second and see if he watched an episode. But I've finished it, so
nope.
I've gotten through all 7 episodes of Tiger King. And then I've just been playing Wolfenstein: The New Order. Yeah, 7 episodes.
Yeah, I'm on episode 6.
Nope. Yep.
Joel,
not gonna
I'm
happen.
Telling you, man. Oh, You are such a lame. Like, why would you watch this show for us?
I even did the back check. I gave Lisa the background, and she's like, they don't do anything inhumane. I go, well, I mean, the tigers eat cow's legs. She goes, well, that's what they feed on. That's okay. I was like, oh, really? Huh. How about that?
And yet you didn't watch it.
Bro, I got two kids in this house. And with no school, it's like Lisa said, she has so much more appreciation for Taylor's school now because it's like every minute of the day between the baby crying or Taylor wanting to do something, we got stuff we got to do.
Look, I know you're saying you got kids, but, dude, just that's what you have a wife for. Go watch the show.
Okay.
Is that not?
No. It's an F, yeah, Friday. And let me just say it stands for F that. I'm not doing. Yeah, I was going to say, you know what? You guys have built up such a rapport without ever meeting. I'm not going to blow it all up right now.
Please don't, because I'm just joking. I'm just joking. Please tell her. Don't tell her. Please. Okay. Never mind.
So today is a regular F, yeah, Friday. So, Barry, as usual, you have been way out in front of it to pick a comedian of the week. So get people the backstory on your boy Jay.
Why you got to as usual? Okay, now that just you just
I'm giving you I'm giving you a compliment. I'm saying you're normally way out in front of it. You were again today.
I did switch it up a little bit. I normally feature a comedian of the week from the Houston area, either currently living in Houston and performing, or from Houston and moved elsewhere, or they're just in town. But I thought I'd switch it up because I really like this guy's comedy. I really like his style. I've only met him a couple of times, so I'm not going to say we're great friends. I'm just an admirer of his comedy. I think he's very unique. I think he's a great writer, and I think he's a great performer. And he just released a special on YouTube. He had a special that he was going to put out, but then he was like, eh, it's coronavirus. We're all quarantined. So he just uploaded it to YouTube, and it's free. So just at White Cotton on Twitter, but his name is Jay White Cotton, and he's at White Cotton on Twitter. Website not working, but his special is called Jazz Funeral. So check it out. And it's free, and it's funny as hell, and it's a great way to kill an hour.
Well, that sounds very, very good. And we'll have those clips coming up here going into the next segment, as well as 2:15 and 3:15. So we'll have all of that. I see that we were involved in a battle royale that we had no idea we were involved in. So...
what?
I don't know if you guys saw
that. Is
that
the Raheel text or tweet?
Yeah, I was getting like tweet after tweet after tweet. I'm like, what the hell's going on? And it turns out that there was a Raheel started a, could all of our the on-air guys take out my beat up Mike Tyson? Mike Tyson against all of us.
Yes.
Okay.
We could all beat Mike Tyson.
I would go that route as well. And then Raheel said, or someone threw in Booker T. I don't think we need Booker T.
Well, here's the thing. This is probably going to get me in trouble with maybe Booker T and maybe some wrestling fans. And I'm not doubting Booker T's ability to throw hands. But
uh-oh.
I think people assume because he was I think people assume because he was a wrestler that he's automatically can fight. And I hate to be the reminder that what he did in the while it was athletic and while I'm sure it hurts to get chopped across the chest, even though it's supposedly fake, it's not the same kind of fighting. So don't just assume that because he's a wrestler, he can fight. I don't know if he can or he can't. I'm just being cautionary here. Wrestling is not the same as boxing. Professional wrestling, I should say. WWE wrestling. If he was catch-as-catch-can wrestling or, you know, Greco-Roman wrestling or any of that stuff, then I'd go, oh, yeah, well, for sure. We'll get him to put a single leg on Tyson and AJ from behind with a rear-naked choke and you and I can grab an arm each and Fred can Taekwondo kick him. See, I thought of all this already. But just because he was a professional WWE wrestler doesn't translate into fighting.
This is the portion of the program where I remind our audience that the thoughts and comments of Barry Laminack are those of Barry Laminack and not of Nick Sciarra, Joel Blank, or of Gal Media.
Don't you twist it around. I'm not saying he can't fight. I'm just warning people, don't assume he can.
There was no twist. I was just pointing out straight facts. Those are your opinions.
Okay. Okay.
I ain't touching that. I seen Booker T in person, and I believe, regardless of what age he is now, I believe he could whoop whoever's ass he needed to. So,
yeah, I don't think those are show muscles. No one asked me that. I don't think they're show muscles. I think he's legit strong, and I think if he punched me in the face, it would hurt really, really bad. I'm just saying in general, people will be like, if it was – okay, don't say it wasn't it wasn't Booker T. Say it was, you know – Ric Flair, I would say the same thing. Look, just because, you know, Triple H, it does The Rock. It doesn't matter. Have
John
you seen
Cena.
The Rock? Yes,
John Cena
exactly.
is a big dude. The Rock's a big dude. I know for a fact that The Rock played football at Miami. I believe they can protect themselves. I believe that those muscles aren't fake.
I'll tell you who the one guy that I would say for sure would be like a Ken Shamrock, because he actually fought.
Well, didn't Brock Lesnar?
Yeah. Yes. So, again, that'd be another – you're right. Brock Lesnar. But if trust me, if I ever saw Booker T in a fight, then I'd be like, yep, okay. But I just haven't. That's the only caveat. I'm not suggesting he doesn't help us. I'm not suggesting he doesn't put us over the top because he's strong enough.
It's like
he could probably hold Tyson down by himself.
It's like saying, well, yeah, he's not going to – he's like Charlie. He's – you mean we're – it's not – I know you're not saying that because it's like –
No,
I, look,
yes.
I don't know what Charlie may poke Tyson's eyes out. Other than that, I don't know what we're going to do.
Charlie, we're putting Charlie on ankle duty. Charlie's job is just
to he's Van Gundy now.
Ankles.
He's holding on for dear life. Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right.
We got. Well, I'm telling you, we're putting AJ on his back, rear naked choke. Fred's going to Taekwondo kick him in the face. You and I are going to grab an arm. I don't know what Raheel does. Raheel's got some BJJ, so maybe he can like go for an ankle lock or something on the other ankle. And then Granado will throw beer in his face like an old manager wrestler. You know how they would get the powder out of the crotch?
Yep.
He would just throw Coors Light in his face. And then I don't know what Lance does. He probably just taunts him. I don't know.
No, Lance tells him what a very poor rating he had in the combine workouts. And that's just going to tick him off. But it's going to take his attention away from everything else.
Yeah.
By the way, I don't know if you saw this or not, but on ESPN this morning, one of their guys that's – obviously, they're all broadcasting from the house. But one of the NFL guys trying to give, like, you know, inside information, they were cutting the lawn outside of his place, and they had a blower going. And for, like, 3.5 minutes, it just dominated everything. So he had to go outside and tell the guy to shut up, and he took a selfie and tweeted it, Jeff Darlington, because Mike Greenberg was going crazy that no one could hear anything over the blower. At least we don't have those issues. Real people problems during the coronavirus.
Oh, no, I did that podcast, and right in the middle of it, my cat just decides to jump on my desk and then up onto my shelves and embarrass the hell out of me. So, yeah, gotta remember that as well.
What podcast?
I don't know the name of it.
Attaboy. Hey, Barry's doing podcasts.
We just don't know the name of it. The guy booked me for a couple comedy shows. He goes, will you do my podcast? I was like, sure. So I did it. When it comes out, when he releases it, I'll tweet it out. I don't know the name offhand. It's my bad. Look,
stay tuned for a podcast Barry did somewhere along the way. But until then, stay tuned for the rest of the shows. We're just getting started. You can join us, 713-780-3776. HR&P listener line. Call that number. Text that number. Hit us on Twitter, at Barry is funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at The Producer Nick. Together, we're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
Sam Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarrara.
So I'd like to do I have all these old jokes that I've written the past 15 years, and I don't know if there's a place for them, so I would like to audition these jokes for you guys, and you guys decide which ones make it and just don't. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough enthusiasm. All right, fine. All right. Let's do it. All right. Okay, so the first joke is very important. Okay, so the first joke for every comedian's act lets you know a little bit about what kind of performer they are and what to expect from their humor. So here's mine. You ever masturbated underneath a poncho? While getting your hair cut? You got cocky, lady. So I'm going to take this great clip and make it a super cut. All right. The sex talk is a very awkward situation to go in. Like, it's very awkward for everybody the first time you get the sex talk. And it's very awkward for me because I didn't know the guy giving it. And he didn't use words.
And there you have it, our Comedian of the Week on an FEF Friday. F for funny. Funny is Jay White. Cotton Berry gave you a little backstory there. We're also going to have clips from him at 2:15 and 3:15, and Barry, as normally is the case with dedicated listeners to our show, some people can somewhat take things a little too far sometimes, get a little too serious, and really want to engage. And of course, when you mess with wrestlers, all bets are off.
You talking about Jermaine Every?
Yes.
I don't know who gets more upset when you say something. If you're just making an honest statement, and by honest statement, I mean I give my honest opinion instead of ball washing whoever. Like, I'm supposed to ball wash soccer because Glenn Davis works at ESPN, or I'm supposed to ball wash wrestling because Booker T works at ESPN. I give an honest opinion. It doesn't, again,
it's like fun. 790 ball washes the Rockets and the Astros.
Well, it's fun to twist the words and say I'm implying something I'm not, and that's fine. All I was saying was, we don't know if Booker T can actually fight or not. That's it. Is he strong? Yes. Did he? You know, is he athletic? Yes. All those things are true. But I'm just saying, don't assume he can just because he wrestled, because it's not the same.
But if you're going to play the blitz game here and go, what are the odds? I'd say the odds are pretty good he can fight.
Sure. But he also, because somebody said YouTube Booker T boxing, but there's also a boxer named Booker T Word, who was like 23 and something. Not the same, because Booker T had a video. Ever see me fight in a boxing ring on AB Boxing News September 26, 2019. So I'm not saying the man can't fight. Settle down, wrestle dorks. I'm not saying that. There are plenty of wrestlers that are fighters, especially old school, like Jermaine was saying, because they crossed over. They did catch as catch can.
Yep.
They did you know, all those different styles of wrestling that translated into the ring itself and actual fighting, pancrase and all that. So
wrestling fans wrestling fans are a lot like old school Chicago Bears fans. It's like when they used to say, you know, who can win a race between Secretariat and Ditka? And the answer is always Ditka, even if he gave him a 10-length lead. I had my 52nd heart attack thinking that he was going to make it the biggest win in the history of absolute sports. I mean, that's what wrestling guys are like. They're like, you know, who would win, you know, a monster truck pull? You know, so-and-so the wrestler, or, you know, what's the strongest? Magnus Magnuson, the strongest man in the world for all those years. And undoubtedly, it would be the wrestler, in their opinion.
Sure. Or Mark Henry, when he was considered the world's strongest man, who was also in WWE. So, no, here's the thing, and you have to remember now, I covered and watched and saw people actually fight in MMA. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a little slanted more towards watching people actually fight and get punched in the face and kicked in the face. So we don't know. And unless he's had an actual fight, you just don't know. It's just like saying, I've never seen you fight. I don't know if you can fight. I know you've told us stories about you fighting in the past. So it's no different. It's no different. Settle down, Jermaine. It's okay. I'm not attacking wrestling.
Well, the other thing is, this is all hypothetical as we fill time and try to avoid Mount Rushmores and lists of the greatest things ever. So, you know, it's just some of the things that we do.
John on Twitter, John Rathjen, said CM Punk was a horrible fighter.
Oh, yeah, he got his ass kicked.
Exactly. Thank you. That's a great example. Would I say CM Punk could or couldn't fight? I would just say don't assume until you saw it. Well, guess what? We saw it, and he was awful. So there you go.
CM Punk got his ass kicked, but I'm still twisting your words and saying that you actually said you would beat up Booker T. So what we need to do when the coronavirus thing passes, we're going to book Booker T and crew Bob Perez in studio at the same time. Bob Perez beats you up for talking all that crap about the University of Houston, and Booker T beats you up for saying you'd beat him up in a fight.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding.
So Nick is back to being salty and feisty.
Well, I was just a little busy. I was pulling clips. That's why.
Well, yesterday you were Team Barry, and I didn't like it. So I liked it. I like you right where you're at.
Was it like
right
that yesterday? I'll be Team Joel today. That's no problem.
Early. No, don't pander. Don't patronize me. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. He'll be Team Joe for Widdle Joe, too.
All right.
Does Widdle Joe need a Team Joe? See? That was good.
Boy. All right. By the way, we always give the shout-outs, so let's give some shout-outs to Deshaun Watson. No, he didn't ask for a trade. He actually was the latest after Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers did it yesterday. He was the latest to go out there and give back, providing lunch and dinner to nurses at Ben Taub Hospital from his foundation. So another guy doing a lot of good in the community. So thanks to DW4. Okay, boys, I hope you're still there. We're going to continue to roll on just the first half hour of the show in the books, which means we got plenty more to go. If you guys want to join the show, lots of text coming in. You can also tweet us, and you can actually call if you want. 713-780-3776. That's the HRP listener line. Call that number, text that number, hit us on Twitter, usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Half hour in, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on an FBI Friday. Always great to have you guys along for the ride. Kicking it, talking sports and other things. It's all just a discussion and fun, people. Everybody takes everything so seriously. And by the way, Jermaine, get outside. Do something. Yesterday you said, basically, the other day he said, I stole his idea for a column for next week when I said that the only way to save Deshaun Watson from leaving the Texans would be to fire Bill O'Brien and hire Dabo Sweeney, and now he's ticked off at your wrestling takes. So we love you listening, but maybe you want to get outside a little bit, get some air. I don't know. Just throwing it out.
So he actually accused you of stealing, or was he just saying that
indirectly?
You guys had parallel thought, and you.
Yeah, he hinted at it without flat out accusing me. But after I said it, and to back it up, I tweeted it. And he was like, "That was going to be one of the subjects of my column for next week." Well, guess what? I can't read your mind, and I can tell you, you know, sarcastically, great minds think alike. But until you put column to internet, I didn't know that. And you know what? I can't do anything to help you now.
Nice. I like this beef you guys got going. Y'all going to fight or what?
It's not beef.
Yeah, keep it going. I actually agree with Jermaine. I think he stole your idea, Jermaine. So.
Oh, my God. All right, you know what, Nick?
Team,
I was going to volunteer.
Lemonick.
Yeah, I was going to volunteer some things for you, and now I'm not going to do it. So there you go. I was going to say that I had a whole liquor cabinet full of alcohol that we don't use. And in these trying times.
That's my bad. I'm Team Joel. I'm Team Blank all the way, bro.
Shoot. I'd rather
go that. You know what my loyalty is.
I'm going door to door now to give it away.
No, dude. I am Team Joel. Hold on. I'll even prove it to you right now.
I'm glad you're enjoying myself, sir.
God, I'm still swallowing it, though.
What else can I do?
Man, there's plenty you could, yeah. And I don't know that we have enough time in the show.
This is outstanding.
Is this clear or is it brown? What do you got? What do you got?
What are you going to throw in a hand?
Lots.
I
got clear, brown, all kinds. I got a full cabinet full that you're never going to see.
I feel like you're exaggerating about how much alcohol you have right now.
Tell you what, during a break, I'll take a picture and I'll send it to you. Not to mention.
What, your penis?
No, geez, stop it. And
oh,
there's
the
a line.
Liquor. Okay.
Yeah, there's a line there that I'm not going to use. But so sports-wise, fellas, I don't know what
you. Rest in peace, Jimmy Wynn.
Yeah, the toy cannon is no longer with us. A shame. And hearing Charlie talk about him a little bit, people didn't realize that they knew he was an Astros legend. And not that he was Hall of Fame, as Charlie said, but when you look at some of the accomplishments and the statistics, and for a guy his size to have the power that he had too, he was a hell of a baseball player and obviously an Astros legend.
Yeah, for sure. And I was listening right before Charlie went off the air with the stats that he was giving, and I didn't realize that. So I pulled up his stats, obviously, and wanted to see. Twice, it's a weird stat to lead the league in, but twice as a major leaguer, Jimmy Wynn led baseball in walks. That's
oh, really?
A weird, rare thing. Yeah, that's a weird, rare. Fifth in the MVP voting 1 year. But yeah, I would say he goes down as one of the greatest Astros of all time. Hands down,
dude,
no doubt about it.
5'9".
30 home runs in the dome? That's
I was just going to say, 5'9", had hit two seasons where he hit 30-plus bombs in the dome. 1967, he hit 37 home runs in that cavernous building. I'm telling you what, that's impressive all in itself. And I think you guys have all seen it before, but back in the dome, and then I think they moved it to somehow to Minute Maid, but the seat that he hit in like the third deck, as a 5'9" guy, when we were there's no even talk about steroids or weightlifting or anything else, the pop that this dude had, and I will say this too, yeah. I met him at a couple of celebrity golf tournaments and things. You would be hard pressed to find a nicer guy on the planet. Just a super nice human being.
You used to mention steroids. This is back in the day when dudes would smoke heaters in the dugout and in the locker room. So yeah, he was. Fifth in the MVP vote in 1974, but that was his first year with the Dodgers, so unfortunate there. Had a great year, but it's amazing what getting out of the Astrodome can do for your numbers.
Yeah.
He ended up with 104 runs, 32 home runs, 108 RBIs. So he had similar seasons to that, but that was by far his best year, was his first year with the Dodgers.
And I think one of the best ways to put a barometer on a guy's career is, you know, that statistics are going to change throughout the years and records don't last forever, but he played 15 seasons in the bigs, played 11 with the Astros. When he left the Astros, he led the franchise in hits, home runs, RBIs, and as you said, walks. I mean, when you talk about all of those statistical categories and he was the leader in all of them, I mean, he had a pretty damn good career and he really represented the Astros well.
And he had some sweet chops in one of these pictures. If you go to Baseball Reference and look at the picture they have for him, he's got some sweet sideburns going.
Man, 820 home run seasons. That's, I mean, just looking at all of it, and you're like, you know what? And then the other thing is, I think he was one of those guys, 5'9", but I believe he used one of those super heavy bats, too. So when you think about the bat speed you got to have and the power numbers that he put up, sad day around Houston,
like,
but a sad day in baseball.
Would you liken him to the Calvin Murphy of the Houston Astros? Small but strong as hell.
It's a pretty good analogy. Yeah, I would say that's pretty spot on. Yeah, because of the fact that, you know, and we've talked about pound for pound, one of the greatest fighters in NBA history, Calvin Murphy. But yeah, Jimmy
now
went
that's
right
a guy. That's a guy. If you were to throw him in, if we were all going to fight Mike Tyson, I'd feel really good about Calvin Murphy being on there. Former ESPN host.
Yep.
So maybe we could go back and get former host. We'll throw Murph in there. Then I'm feeling really good.
Yeah, I don't know. Murph's pushing retirement numbers now. But, you know, I still would, you know, I'm not going to tell him no. I can tell you that. But, yeah, back in the day, and then having worked with him and knowing that, you know, it takes a lot to really get him triggered, but if you do, look the hell out. You're right. Murph is a guy that, pound for pound, to use the Roy Jones Jr. analogy, but pound for pound, easily one of the top fighters in NBA history. I saw someone put out a list the other day of their top 5 or 10 fighters, and Murph wasn't on it. I was like, oh, you're missing the boat. You have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
So rest in peace, Jimmy Wynn, the toy cannon. That was a big loss. I've seen a lot of really good stories out there on social media from guys that have dealt with him over the years. And obviously his number 24 was retired by the Astros. And I believe now he went in, I think he was in that initial class in the Astros Hall of Fame as well when they did that last year. But that's when he was already, I think, wheelchair bound, where he had really slowed down in the last couple of years, which was sad to see. But rest in peace to Jimmy Wynn.
Yeah.
When I first
I was like, oh no, not. I was like, because you just see Jimmy Wynn passes, and I was like, oh, tell me it wasn't coronavirus related.
Right. I mean, that's the scariest part of the all this coronavirus stuff. You know, as you sit there and you hear all these different things happen now, you're wondering, yeah, I mean, did they pass of natural causes? Did they pass of the coronavirus? Because some of these where you're looking for a feel-good story as you're watching Good Morning America or whatever, and the first thing that you hear is there was a guy that was – they did the story on New Orleans today. Yeah. Evidently.
Who is that? Is that Charlie?
That's Boomer.
Boomer, is that the one with three legs?
No.
He doesn't have that dog
God,
anymore.
The three-legged one is gone.
Huh?
the story on Good Morning America is they had Drew Brees on. And so before they had Drew Brees to talk about the $5 million donation, they started talking about stories from Mardi Gras. And this guy that was in his late 30s, he and his wife were on a float at Mardi Gras. He got sick. He got the virus. Then they quarantined, like, the hospital. She couldn't even go visit him. And within 2 weeks, he died. And it was like, oh, my God. Then they go to Drew Brees, and Hoda Kotb is from New Orleans. So she's talking to Drew, and they're having a really good, passionate conversation about what he's doing with him and his wife donating money and also other things and all these other things. And at the end, she says, I love you, Drew. And he goes, I love you too, Hoda. And they go back to her, and she literally just lost it. She broke down. And, of course, for ratings, NBC is, like, sticking to her and keeping the camera up in her face. And finally, what's the other chick that does the show with her? She came in, and she goes, you want me to throw to the T's? Yeah, well, no kidding, she does. So instead of just going to just her to throw it to the T's, they split screen it so they can show Hoda breaking down, crying, while they throw it to break. And I'm like, okay, that's a bit much, because that was a load to, you know, when you realize she's from New Orleans, and some of these stories are brutal.
So basically, they did to her what Nick would do to us if we had a meltdown and a breakdown on there.
Yeah,
Nick would be like,
question.
Huh? He would go. He would come into studio and zoom the Twitch feed on, turn up our mic so you can hear the sobbing. You know how when you cry and sometimes you take that skip breath where you go,
yep.
He'd be turning up the mic so you could hear the skip breath every time we cry.
Well, I wouldn't do that to you, Joel. I'm Team Blank here. Barry?
Boy, I almost swore on the air. I swear to you, I almost swore on the air just now. Because I could see Nick going, Barry, are you okay? Wait, I better keep rolling on this. Someone get in there and see if Barry's okay. Do you need a tissue?
Hey, Well, speaking of swearing, Nick, can you dump us? Would that is it still going to work?
Yeah, it still works.
Okay, I can't. Oh, that's right. So I can't imagine what kind of delay that would create. Goodness gracious!
I can't believe my Iditarod acted up for the first time since we've been doing these remote broadcasts. The first time, and my Iditarod of dogs decides to get mad at someone who came to the front door. That's fantastic.
Well, that's not bad though. That's not bad.
Yeah, I was up in the man cave for the first day or two, and it was like, well, I was worried about the internet connection. Now I'm worried about the fact that Cujo might go through the front door and you guys would hear it.
Well, you should go back to the man cave.
We'll continue to roll on. Still just the first hour of the 3-hour extravaganza. It's an FEF Friday, the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, and Joel on an FBI Friday on a beautiful day, but a little bit toasty in the big city. But I guess a cold front is coming in this weekend with some rain, so it should be a little bit more mild as we head into the weekend. Hopefully it's good for everybody as they are staying self-quarantined and distancing themselves, but yet still making sure that they stay active. Barry, did you find what is your run schedule now after the first initial job?
So I took the day off yesterday and did the podcast, and then going to go get back out there today and get in another one, and got a yard work to do as well. Probably get a couple more in before Monday of next week. I got to lose some weight, dude. I've already gained 5 pounds. This is just out of
just
control.
This week or?
I mean, week and a half, you know.
Okay. Just stand outside. It's like 95 degrees.
It is hot.
Yeah. We started buying food early when I did the big zebra cake run. And so I started eating bad before we got on lockdown. So it's not been helping. It's weird, though. There's a bunch of different stories out there. Like, I saw where divorces are up big time because of being locked in, people being locked in together. That couples are finally like, oh, no, we have to spend time together and see each other. And so the divorce rate and people requesting divorces is skyrocketing. And also, now, Joel, I'll defer to you on this, but also child abuse is significantly on the rise as well.
Yeah, no, that's
a fact. It is.
Child abuse is up. I can see how it could be, but I'm just telling you right now, it's not going to be that's not going to be something that happens in this household. But I will say, from the whole divorce rate being up, I can see how that can happen. There was a guy that they caught. Someone had either a drone or they were shooting it out of their upstairs window downstairs, and this dude couldn't take it from with his wife, so he snuck out his porch around the corner in his backyard and, like, hammered a beer before he went back in the house. And they're like, when the old lady says no, but you got to say yes, and you got to.
That's funny.
But I can see it, man. I mean, it's like even when we were talking about the other day, when there are sometimes when you get players that get into a routine when they're on the road so much when they're working, and then all of a sudden their career's over, and it's a huge adjustment. It's the same thing with this. I mean, when you're not used to seeing your significant other basically 24/7, it's an adjustment.
Another thing that's on the rise, Walmart is reporting that the sales of tops, like shirts, button-up shirts and stuff, and tops for women, have increased pretty significantly, but pants and bottoms have not. So people are just buying tops for work and video conferencing, knowing damn well they're in their drawers with nothing else on the bottom. So that's another interesting thing that's going on because of all the lockdowns.
Now, I know, Barry, you've moved on, but a lot of the media had a chance to catch up with Texans new wide receiver Randall Cobb, and they wanted to get some comments from him about choosing the Texans. And Cobb said, "I wanted to be in a situation where I have the possibility to win a Super Bowl ring."
I'm sorry.
He signed after the Hopkins trade. He thinks people expect him to come in and replace Hopkins, even though me and DeAndre are two totally different receivers.
You got that right. One's really good.
Yeah, he said he has texted with Deshaun, trained previously with Kenny Stills, and is reaching out to Stills and Fuller. But, oh, by the way, still hasn't signed his contract, and there's always that chance that you might want to hold out, because Lord knows what's going to happen between now and the start of football season down on Kirby.
Hey, Nick, I hate to call an audible on you, but can we change my comedian of the week from Jay Whitecotton to Randall Cobb? Because saying he came here to win a Super Bowl is, you're not going to hear anything funnier today.
Isn't that terrible?
That's just the most ridiculous thing to say. Just say that you got the best offer, or you wanted to play with a quarterback like Deshaun Watson, or don't say you came here because of Bill O'Brien, because we know that's not true. But the fact that you're going to say you came here to win a Super Bowl, stop it.
And he went on to say that, you know, speaking to O'Brien and hearing what his role was going to be and everything about the organization was helped him to make the decision. And I'm like, get out of here, man. I mean, to me, it's just like, I don't know how this story ends, but how you could still be a Texans fan after all of this, everybody should have followed you regardless of what bandwagon they jumped on. Cause it's just, it's a joke. It really, really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, Barry, the other thing that I was going to say that is the other thing Randall Cobb should have said is, man, I was hoping for another 1 year, $5 million deal. And the choice was easy when that dumbass offered me 3 years and 27 mil and 18 of it guaranteed. I was like, well, you got yourself a slot receiver.
Yeah. Yep.
Because, that's just it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it really is.
On another positive note, Cam Phillips, one of the two big stars of your Houston Roughnecks, according to NFL sources, Dolphins and Bengals have expressed interest in Cam Phillips. That would be another great story if that should come to fruition and he would find himself a home in the NFL, because he certainly earned it. Whether you thought it was him or PJ Walker, those two guys had to be the leading candidate for MVP of the team and the league. So to see XFL players landing opportunities with NFL teams, it's a very, very good sign, not only for the players, but for the league itself going into year two.
How many XFLers now are going to be in the NFL? Do we know? Are these the only two? PJ
no, because
and Cam, or are there more?
Ta'amau, the quarterback from St. Louis, signed the other day. So I'd have to see if there's an actual running list, because with free agency,
so a handful it's though. I mean, not just not just a one off. There's a handful of 3 to 4.
Couple
maybe
defensive
five.
Backs have signed with NFL teams. So yeah, I don't know that we're in the 20s or anything like that, but I do think that there's a good number of players that have signed with NFL teams already. Not that they're going to make the final roster or not.
If you have 8 teams and 8 guys make it, then one guy from each team makes it. That's really good, because that's just kind of showing you where you do have an opportunity. If you perform and you have the skill set and you can get the attention of people, you have an opportunity to potentially sign with an NFL team. And so it gives the XFL more appeal to players and to fans, because, you know, I mean, we know what it is. It was a fun, exciting product. That was a little bit different, and the talent wasn't as good. But when you watch some guys, you thought, oh, yeah, I could see them in the NFL. And now that they're making that happen, that's really good. The flip side of that is the Roughnecks without P.J. Walker and Cam Phillips are they going to be as fun? Are they going to be as good?
That's the bit, yeah. That next year is going to be a different story. So as of March 24th, so you can add Cam to this list, but there were 4 that have signed, and 3 of them are Houston Roughnecks. P.J. Walker, Jordan Ta'amau from St. Louis is going to Kansas City. Dietrich Nichols, the defensive back of the Roughnecks, signed with the Saints. Dravon Askew-Henry, defensive back, New York Guardians. So a total of 5 now look like that they've signed with NFL teams.
And 3 of them are Roughnecks. Look at that.
Yeah. I mean, how impressive is that?
It's going to be an ugly season next season.
Well, and that's it. But the other thing that I think of, too, is I hate when you get stereotyped because you have an offensive mind. A lot of people are like, well, I mean, anybody could put up big stats. When they're talking about P.J. Walker, anybody could put up big stats in a June Jones offense. No, because you still have to execute. And people forget he was supposed to be the backup. He was brought in as the second string quarterback. And he worked his way into being the starter. And then once he got the starting job, you have to complete the passes, execute the offense, do the right things. And obviously he showed not only could he do that, but with his escapability and the way that he moved around in the pocket, NFL players took notice. I mean, NFL franchises took notice and said, he's an NFL player. He's got that much athleticism and ability. So I hate hearing that, oh, well, it's just a product of June Jones system. Anybody could put up numbers. That's BS.
Yeah, you still got to play. You still got to perform. You still got to make those throws. You see, I mean, those sidearm throws and some of the dynamic plays that he made. You still have to do that.
Yeah, are the defensive backs that are getting opportunities from the Roughnecks, is it going to be because of being a product of the June Jones system too, because they practice against it and it made them better? Mm. Stop it. I'm tired of hearing all that crap. All right, that's the first hour of the show. Still got 2 hours to go. Two more clips from our Comedian of the Week and plenty of opportunities for you to join us. 713-780-3776, HR and P Lister line. You can call that number, text that number, or hit us on Twitter. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.